Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra, the bonus podcast that Taylor's having a pee. And it's the bonus podcast we put out midweek because we're just generally quite nice like that.
Yeah, just in the local toilets.
You fucked me up, mate. You fucked me up right at the beginning. And do you know what?
No, you don't want to say that in the local toilets.
I really want to re-record that now, so we're going to re-record it now.
What? I'll keep going, man.
Alright, oh, fuck it, we'll keep going.
Fuck it.
Yeah, extra. Yeah, so welcome to the extra. I'm Gaz, your host, Taylor.
And I'm Mr. the relieved Taylor.
Taylor's pouring himself a coffee. Don't think that we're in the toilet or anywhere dodgy.
Yeah, because I won't be drinking my own piss now.
I don't know.
Not this week.
You're that you're one of them survivalist guys who'd be like, I like Patches O'Houlihan. It was like, it's sterile and I like the taste.
Yeah, well, after the tangy bit, after a couple of weeks, you know, you can get over it, you know. It's like how we taught our bodies to drink milk.
Oh, no, I don't like it. I'm not down with that.
Oh, I'm not down to it, but like if it needs be, then like I'm not going to drink your piss.
I've got a cat jumping all over me, right? The whole episode have been kind of been a bit haphazard the last couple of episodes. Sorry about that. I'm Gaz, like I say, Taylor's in the studio.
Yeah.
We're Never Straight Answer. This is the midweek extra episode that we put out because we've just got loads of news stories.
Yeah.
And we don't have time for in the main episode. So I hope you enjoyed that main episode. It's a good topic this week.
The
Titanic and how it was could have been all a cover up.
Yeah, it's
still not convinced.
No.
But have a listen, see what you think. If you've got anything to add, get in touch.
Yeah. If you don't, get in touch anyway.
Yeah, so how's your week been?
Beginning of the week, working. It's just work.
Standard,
work.
Isn't it? Yeah,
man. Yeah,
busy week. I've got a busy one. So, I've just got to get my head down, get my stuff done.
Yeah.
And then, see what happens. So, moving on. We've got a lot to cover. So, we're going to go straight in with the news.
Yes.
So, have you got anything you want to talk about today, Mr. T?
Well, I'll tell you what. The South Korean dogs should be very happy today.
South Korea.
Happy today.
What? Why?
They're
not allowed on the menu anymore.
No. The biggest dog market has been closed down today.
Why? What, do you mean like in food?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, good.
So
no
what,
chopping
is that,
head of doggy
in
now.
That in terms of like, is that a kind of a government incentive? Like they've tried to decide, well, they've just decided that it's not a good thing to do?
No, I believe
Or is
it's
it just a case of a hygiene or whatever?
It's been pressure from animal lovers. Scrutinising them and like getting into their business, you know, trying to stop them in their way, and then if they can't, like, you know,
so
pressure, it's all about pressure.
So basically animal activists have got involved and said that they're not happy with the way they're operating and they've basically been forced to close down.
But in another way, it's double standards.
Right, honestly, I mean, I understand that that's a big cuisine over there, and obviously we over here, we have kind of fish markets and meat markets and butchers and
but
all
we're
the
we're picky and choosy.
Yeah, we're picky and choosy.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's like I say, it's their cuisine, right?
Yeah.
And if
they
that's
like
what
it,
they choose to enjoy as a meal, then I'm not going to go over there and start laying down the law.
Yeah, if they turn around and said, you can't have no beef no more,
I don't get the, I mean, so I can understand why, you know, like they do it or whatever, but
yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't personally, and I don't know if I'd try it. Because it's like family pet and all that, dogs.
But they're not going to do your family pet, you know what I mean?
Of course not, but the thing
is,
I still don't, I know, but that's even worse.
Well,
because it's like, not gamma, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been taken off the street and thrown on a fucking rat to cook.
I'm not down with it.
No.
So I'm down, I'm happy that the activists have got a result.
Big result, really.
And I mean, to be fair, it just mean that, like, you know, obviously if food was taken off our supermarket shelves, we'd find somewhere else to replace it. You know what I mean?
It depends, because there's only so much vegetables you've got, there's only so much fruit, there's only so much
meat and stuff. Yeah, no,
nuts.
What I mean is
we're
it's like we'll just
probably
change it. It's like, you know, if beef was suddenly less available, there'd be a big rise in chicken sales.
Yeah,
you know,
but if chicken
went out, beef would go up, or lamb. You know what I mean? Yeah. It'd just be a switch around in terms of what's popular. Do you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what would end up turning out if it carried on like that.
What?
Cannibalism. Cannibalism, yeah.
Why would you say that?
Well, when desperations.
Why
desperations? When people want me, people don't need me, but they
crave it.
They crave it.
If they get a chance to, do you think it'd get that bad where?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a thing. Obviously, Butcher. Have you ever heard of the Donner Party? Yeah, Donner Party with that team of people who went over the Rockies.
Yeah.
And they were trying to, they thought, we'll beat the storms, we'll beat all the bad weather.
Yeah.
And they ended up freezing up there.
Yeah.
And then turned into cannibalism.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that was a case of that they were in total dire straits.
Yeah.
And there was no food sources available whatsoever. So it's like it was eat them or eat nothing. It was, I think... When there's other food available, I don't think cannibalism would, just for the fact that they want meat.
But then would you trust your local butcher? Your new local butcher who's just come on the scene?
What, a bit kind of like... What was that show called? League of Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I want some of the good stuff.
Yeah.
And then he'd come in and he'd go and give you give you the human flesh.
Because if someone come up to you with not looking like a fucking leg or an ass cheeker out and give you a fucking piece of meat and went, here, have that.
Well, you don't know what it is.
Yeah,
of course.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you'd eat it straight away. You wouldn't know. Well, you'd I'd ask go, what it is. That's nice.
Look at it because I'm funny with meat.
No, so but I'd look you could make and I'd something go, look good and it could be
what,
shit.
What is it? And then they'd go, it's delicacy in my country. It's camel.
Yeah.
I'd go,
camel top.
Nah, you're all right, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Don't get the ump on it.
Don't get the
ba-bum.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So,
You'd eat it if someone give you a bit of the meat and you didn't know what it was.
Well.
And there would be people out there who would be willing to go out and kill people to get that meat, to get money, to go and have a very nice lifestyle.
Talking about kind of, foodstuffs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And also, not knowing what you're consuming.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a story here about a milk thief.
Yeah.
Now, this person, somebody was stealing milk off a doorstep, and the victim is basically got his revenge by peeing in a bottle and leaving it on the doorstep, right? So when the milk thief came along and pinched the bottle of milk... They had a bit of fucking pee in it as well.
Did it stop the thief?
Well, I hope so, yeah. But it was basically, for the past few weeks, there'd been a problem with a milk thief in St. Ives. But instead of wasting the police's time, IT worker Damien Hudson, 25, decided to get his revenge by using his own urine and fish oil.
Oh.
Yeah, so he set up cameras on the on his doorbell to catch the thief in action. Allowing them for the 4 a.m. delivery. So Damien said, the milk delivery means the world to me. So obviously he liked his milk.
He did.
Yeah, so he was he says, my little brother and sister can't function without their cereal in the morning.
Toast. Jam on toast, fucking have toast.
If it was me and I wanted a coffee, I'd be like, where's my milk,
coffee,
man?
Mate.
Where's
coffee,
my
mate.
Milk?
Fucking coffee,
and then someone's stealing it. So, yeah, he basically said he set up a camera and, caught him in action. But, obviously,
totally
they got the comeuppance anyway because they had got a bit of pee in the milk.
Yeah, totally different story. Some guy with a glass of milk had died down the road with
what?
His pee.
Oh, right.
Sorry, I thought I'd
lost the cat then. I thought she'd gone kind of hiding behind the TV and stuff, and I was like, hell no.
All right.
Can't be dealing with that.
No.
So, what do you think of that? Is that a good way of dealing with a problem?
Yeah, it's easy way to get rid of it, isn't it?
I suppose he's not going to go back, is he, if he thinks, fuck me, mate, that milk was a bit sour.
I don't know. I think if I was nicking the milk and I found out someone pissed in it and I started drinking, like, throwing up and shit, then the very next day... I come back with a fucking needle and put something in his fucking milk.
That's a horrible thing to say.
What?
Oh, well, firstly, right, you're stealing his milk, right?
Yeah.
He's tried to combat it, right?
Very true.
Without wasting the time of police.
But now you're a victim, so what are you going to do about it?
Well, are you a victim, or are you somebody
who's a victim of something you've done?
No, you're not a victim. You're somebody who's been... You've got your comeuppance, you've caught, and you've been punished.
Yeah.
Now, don't do it again and fuck off. Now, you're saying it's a tit-for-tat sort of situation where you're happy for you to go over and then...
That's all I'm saying.
Wait, I've got to be fair, quite sinister, get something and inject it into their milk. You're not bothered that you're also on camera already, still.
I wouldn't know if I was a milk thief, I would have noticed that first. Those who come didn't even look around, they just went for the fucking milk.
There's no point crying over spilled milk, especially when Taylor's around.
Yeah,
don't want to know what he puts in it.
There won't be no piss on that.
I've got. Have you got any more stories you want to talk about?
I've got something about Julian Assange, the DOJ, which is the Department of Justice in America, trying to get a. Convicted paedophile to basically go against him.
Right, okay.
There's some pictures that have just come out of him as well in prison. He's looking a lot thinner.
Yeah, he doesn't look well, does he? But, I mean, it's one of them. Is he on hunger strikes or anything like that? Because I know he was like... was he being looked after in that...
In the embassy, but then he could get his friends to deliver food, or he can, you know, take out, do all that. So he's all right on that, or, you know, ring a big company. Get a big company to, like, you know, drop his shopping off and shit, you know. Crazy. I need some shit rolling, you know, stuff like that.
That's it, isn't it? Were people willing to send him stuff like that?
Yeah, they're called shops.
Oh, right.
You go on that little thing called the internet.
I didn't realise. I thought you meant he was like being sponsored. You never know. It was like, mate, I'm here in the Ecuadorian fucking embassy and there's no toilet roll. Do you sponsor me and I'll write you into my memoirs?
Well, you never know. He desperately needs people behind him at the minute, though. And the American Justice Department are trying to find a lot of ways to try and bring extra charges to him. But I also heard last week, which I don't know if this is right, that they were looking at dropping all charges.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But that there, but I only heard a little bit on that. I can't confirm it or disconfirm
deny it. Okay, can't confirm or deny the rumours of that.
If they do, I'll have to kill you, man. I'll have to come and get the milk and like put something in your milk.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I think that's pretty much the news. I've got quite a lot of NASA news. So
yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so there you go. That was the news. NASA news. Got quite a lot to go through. It's been quite a weird one. Been quite exciting because obviously, first time ever, you've been given the opportunity to go off into space and become a tourist. You can be a space tourist and go up to the ISS.
Yeah, but you'd be an astronaut, won't
you? Would you be considered an astronaut?
Yeah.
I suppose you would, but I mean, I think being an astronaut is quite a niche thing.
Yeah, but you're going to have to do your training. You've got to do the same amount of training as an astronaut do, if maybe a little less, possibly.
Well, a true astronaut goes up because it's his job or her job, but... The general me and you, if we wanted to go up, he'd run you. I mean, I'm seeing different reports on how much it's going to cost you. I've got some news outlets saying it's going to be 39 million. Some are saying 50. Some are saying 60 million.
Oh, cheap.
I don't know what levels of sort of service you get for that. But fly to the space station for 50 million.
Well,
NASA will
serving,
send
will
tourists on a 30-day trip. Aboard the International Space Station starting in 2020. NASA has announced plans to allow tourists to fly to the International Space Station starting next year. Up to two private companies have got involved in terms of getting them up there.
Right.
So, yeah.
SpaceX, no doubt.
Probably. I mean, they've gave three companies like... sort of proper, you know,
given allowance to,
you know, to do like certain missions and stuff, haven't they? So like they're paving the way for tourists to visit the International Space Station.
It's a fucking tourist place when it's supposed to be a scientific.
Well, they were supposed to. They turned around and said they were going to turn it into a hotel or something at one point.
Yeah. Well, Japan want one up there as well.
Now think about it this way. Trump's after funds, right? He's putting pressure on NASA to get him up to the moon and beyond by 2024, right? So if they can get a few million in, 50 million per tourist, up at a go,
But they were going to sell it a
couple
of years ago.
Now, they're not going to sell hundreds of tickets, but they will make generate quite a lot of income off that.
Yeah, you'll make about $1 billion in about 20 fucking flights.
Of course you would. So there you go. So that's all money invested back into NASA.
But then again, it depends how much it's going to cost them to get you up there. It depends on, it will get cheaper as time will go by, but then, like, you, at the minute, it's still high cost. So let's say it's got to take about 15 or 20 million to, like, you know, refuel it, make sure all the checks, all the people who are checking on it, where it's doing its job, its the control and all that. Let's say all that comes to 15, 20 million. Well, that's a start.
Yeah.
But then the extras
obviously,
are going to be...
There's going to be
bed and breakfast in there?
Who knows? Yeah, exactly. They're going to be all on space rations.
Serving with a fucking...
I think it'll be the bare bones experience, do you know what I mean? It's going to be what you'd expect to experience. I mean, they're not going to be giving you five-star luxury up there. Now, I think that you're paying for the fact that you're doing something that not everybody gets to do.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of room in there.
There's not a lot of room in there.
They're doing experiments. They don't want fucking people going in there and seeing what kind of experiments they're doing, because, you know, they do have their secrets as well.
Yeah.
And they don't want any, like, interruptions, you know what I mean? They're there to do a job. They're not there to, like, service some fucker who's come up and gone, like, give him money, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
to gone, be like...
a nosy bastard.
Yeah, just somebody who's come up for 30 days as well, which is quite a long time.
If you're going to do that, get a separate station to do that.
Yeah, well...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but then again, it's like, is that the true experience? I mean, well, the fact is, the experience is you're going into space, isn't it?
Realistically, all you need is a couple of pods, a rocket for it to, a place for the rocket to go from, the fuel, go there, leave them there, self-service.
Self-service
yourself. If there's a problem, okay, right, there's a pod next door that...
Get in,
you know, there's a couple
pod.
Of people in there who will help if you need them.
What, like the actual astronauts?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Who are actually doing stuff out there, like, you know, checking out satellites or, you know, checking, you know, doing photos of the ground or something like that. Checking weather patterns or some shit like that. Whatever they're going to be doing. And then the person can have their experience alone and maybe sometimes with a little company. And you know, they won't be able to interrupt anything, and you know, they can enjoy all the fucking
the
months.
Benefits. Yeah.
Instead of actually putting it on the ISS, I don't think that's right. To be honest,
there's quite a lot of NASA news this week. Secure team have made it back into the mainstream media again.
Good
lads.
Which
there seems to be quite a lot at the moment. This time in the Daily Star, which, again, it's not the most reputable newspaper, as I find.
Mm.
But, you know, when you see these stories that are kind of being picked up by, you know, proper
reporters.
Yeah. Then you think, all right, fair enough, I'll talk about it. Well,
yeah.
Like I say, it was reported first on Secure Team 10. Mars Frenzy as conspiracists find best evidence yet of underground base. So this is a story about a base being discovered on Mars using Google Earth, and conspiracy theorists are claiming that it's definitive proof of an underground base. So it does look like a hole in the rock. Do you know what I mean? Now, when they say base, you see an entrance. I don't know if you can kind of confirm it's a base. It does look very kind of base-esque.
It's sort of the same thing that you'd see in the Antarctic.
What, like a glacier melted or something?
Well,
like
yeah,
that.
Where, you know, there's supposed to be a German
Yeah.
And there's supposed to be other, like, little places, and it's like, oh, look at that hole. You could fit a fucking jumbo jet through that fucker and land it and whatever. So, to me, I think it's... I think it's a theory, but until someone actually goes out there and goes,
well,
yeah,
they're saying that, you know, it's kind of raised speculation to whether that there is still life on Mars and they're not living on the surface, they're living below.
Yeah, it's radiated.
And
so.
They've actually credited Tyler here as well, renowned truth seeker Tyler.
Good.
Glockner on YouTube channel Secure Team 10 posted a discovery of the alien base on mapping software Google Earth yesterday.
Good man.
So yeah, quality. It's
quality.
This may be the best piece of evidence yet documenting that. And Tyler has revealed the images of what looks to be an opening in the ground of the red surface. And he also claims that some sort of entrance to the underground or a huge hangar, potentially.
Yeah.
So yeah, have a look at that if you're checking out on thedailystar.co.uk.
Or even go and see Secure Teams.
Now, talking about Mars, keeping on Mars,
yeah.
You know, a gigantic 900-mile-wide crater on Mars could hold alien life, or the mysteries to alien life, says Brian Cox. Professor Brian Cox has revealed life could be hiding in a 900-mile-wide crater.
Right,
now, this is according to his new series on BBC One. And in the astronomy brand new series on BBC One, he explores the history of the solar system from the last 4.5 billion years.
Yeah.
And in this week's episode, Professor Cox identifies an area of Mars that he believes is most likely to host some form of life. Now, I'm not sure if he's saying still, yeah, but we've just talked that it might be underground, and like, that's a fucking big crater, close to the heat, to the meat.
Yeah, I think what he's thinking is it got hit and because of the depth, and I think he's not talking alien as we see
it. Oh, like microorganisms.
That's where I think he's looking at it.
That's what I think as well. Now, I think what he was saying is Dr. Cox explains how most of the planet's water probably was lost in its atmospheric change and stuff. So, you know...
Or seeped underground.
Leaving only small traces behind, like in frozen patches across the planet, where the mission continues to search for extraterrestrial life. There's a crater on Mars called... Hellas Basin, which is 1,500 kilometres or 930 miles across and 9 kilometres or 5.6 miles deep. That means you could actually put Everest on the floor of and the summit would only reach the rim. Yeah, so it's that deep. And they're saying that he's basically saying that there could be evidence down there to support life. But obviously it's getting down there and checking and getting all the apparatus down to do those, or even getting a bit of that, a soil sample or a sample.
Well, you don't even
back.
Need to go right down there, because you could get, because when it would have been hit, there would have been things flung. So they'd
flung.
Be, yeah, flung
stuff,
all over the
stuff
place.
Flung a boot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It'd be like a little
sandpit. Hey, get me a bucket and spear, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Aye.
So there's going to be places on top of the surface. So send a fucking rover there.
Yeah,
bam,
but
done.
It's like
send
you get that
rover
there, and what if it's on the rim and then it falls in and it's fucked?
Well, then it'll get to the bottom and we'll find out even more details.
It'll
won't
be broken.
Yeah, but the fucker won't come back up.
I know, we won't be able to. What's he going to do?
Well, it might do. I don't know. It depends.
Climb up.
He's going to have. He must have gone through the tests of climbing up if something happened like that.
True. Well, I don't know.
I think he's got the ability.
Another story about bases. Alien city found on the dark side of the moon in NASA images, apparently.
We know this.
I know. Well, they reckon that there's been saying that these bases on the moon for years, haven't they? So, NASA images of the dark side of the moon appear to show an odd reflective structure which apparently once belonged to an ancient intelligent race.
Why, and it's still there now.
I know. But, like, the images show square rocks which almost appear as if they were man-made by intelligent beings. I love man-made by intelligent beings.
Yeah.
So probably man, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, our ancestors from yonks ago.
Or Well, alien hunters claim that the buildings were abandoned millions of years ago, and
that's
led
a bad
to
claim.
Theories. What?
That's a bad claim.
Why? Because, they reckon because... like a tragic event happened or something. Why?
Yeah, but then you if something like that, you would see something on the surface of, you know, like the structure's been like caved in here and there. Glass fucking flew all over the place.
You just, I think a lot of the time
China
it's
said anything.
Just rocks. I mean, rocks get damaged and split into all different shapes.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing to say that. It's all right, look at limestone. Not limestone, slate.
Yeah.
Right? Now, slate, you break it, it shears off in clean sheets,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, and people say, oh yeah, there's no such thing as like angles in nature. No, there is.
There is.
Yeah, they're right. I've seen rocks that with right angles.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't talk shit,
yeah.
right? Now, when you get that coupled with light and then you can't physically investigate it, so you're relying on photographic evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the photographic evidence that you've got isn't the greatest anyway, because it's quite, what you know, distorted or
yeah.
these bad, you're using bad equipment or
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
you've got like to transmit that image from wherever.
Yeah, but that's
wherever.
The problem in the first place. You shouldn't be problems. Going on with fucking bad equipment. You've got enough money, enough fucking fundage to do it.
Well, it's not that. It's the translating that image back to Earth. It's
yeah,
like,
oh,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
it,
yeah. I know
it,
that's a bit
it comes
point.
Back a bit kind
I would
of artifact, and that's a problem, but...
I would have thought by now they would have at least had a satellite around either... I don't know, fucking Mars or round the moon
yeah.
to actually, you know, communicate to those that are outside so that it can get closer image cleaned up and sent back to
there
Earth.
You go. Yeah,
or
well,
sent to another satellite to get sent
oh,
back.
Oh, yeah,
to
it
Earth.
Makes
you know
sense.
I mean?
It would make sense to do it like that because obviously, like a relay.
Yeah.
Like, because obviously, you'd want to get the most.
It's like sending electric.
Yeah, it's like, why send all that equipment out there only to get half-assed information
yeah.
back? You'd want all the information. Now,
yeah.
if you could do something to boost that, then you'd do it.
Satellite, yeah.
So, yeah.
But I think, I honestly think they do it on purpose. Why show you when we already know what's fucking going
well,
on?
Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe we just get, like, maybe they've got the good equipment that
yeah,
they
just
use.
Also,
but then they've got, like,
a shit
camera that
yeah.
picks up...
Yeah.
Which is the equivalent
totally
to a Windows 95 webcam.
Yeah.
You know, and like, that's what we get. Do
yeah.
you know what I mean? So that could be a possibility.
Yeah,
so,
I totally believe
and
that.
And then it's at this point in the show when we ask Alexa, what have you learned today?
Nothing. Today, I've been learning a lot about animals. Try asking me why do birds lay eggs or why do sharks eat fish?
Alexa. Why do sharks eat fish?
Sharks are apex predators and most are carnivores, attracted to anything that gives off the scent of blood, or thrashes in the water like it's wounded. They will consume fish, crustaceans, other sharks, mammals and even seabirds that they are able to catch.
They'll eat fucking anything.
So, yeah, exactly, but she said fish.
Yeah,
well, they
well,
don't just eat fish, they
just,
eat everything that they see inside.
That's it. Why do they eat fish? Well, that's the answer, isn't it? They
yeah.
don't just
eat
fish.
They eat everything
eat
else.
Anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks, Alexa. That was relatively not interesting
it's
at all.
Done for all.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode of the show. Have you got anything else you want to talk
I
about?
I have.
Oh, right, go for it, mate. What is it?
I've got a project that was brought in the 40s, which was... American wanted to... Well, he's actually a dentist called Small S. Adams.
Right.
And he had this idea of putting miniature bombs on bats.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen loads of stuff like this. I mean, and they used
it's
to
cool.
do it in war, like
yeah.
where they'd send dogs out with, like, grenades attached,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
across the no man's land
yeah.
because it was like, you know, I'm not going,
yeah.
so we send a dog. Oh,
yeah.
it's really horrible. Yeah, go on. What, they were using bats?
Yeah, it was called Project X-Ray, and they got Mexican free-tail bats, because there was millions of the fuckers.
Yeah.
A lot in North America there was, like millions of the fuckers. Fastest animal flying straight. Which,
right, yeah, because obviously you'd want to keep it going in one
direction.
You wouldn't want
yeah.
it off all over the place,
no.
yeah, because you never know where it's going to land.
Yeah, because
it could circle back on you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. the speed up to 99 miles an hour.
Right.
Now, compare that to the fastest animal, which is...
Was it a cheetah?
Falcon.
Oh, falcon.
A falcon diving can reach up to 242 miles an hour. It's fucking... Fuck, that's a fucking speed, that.
Right.
So, this guy wanted to design this bomb. Now, the design of the bomb was that they'd put bats, 1,000 bats, in this encased, you know, just like a normal bomb with
what,
holes.
In a bomb case?
Yeah, in a bomb case, as if you'd seen a 500-pound bomb, right? And within it, there's holes.
Right,
there's
okay.
1,000 holes.
Like air holes yeah. for the bats?
No, these are for the bats to go in.
Right, okay.
So these bats, this was the plan. These bats would go in these holes, right? And they would go, this was to attack China.
You've
Japan.
Got me scratching my head here now, because this is weird going, yeah. right? So,
they'd fly over Japan.
Right.
They'd have to do it in a day, because bats, what did they do when they get into the light?
They
want to go into the dark.
Yeah, right,
so
yeah,
they
yeah.
go to the nearest place.
So they're nocturnal, yeah. so they'd want to go, yeah.
Yeah, so basically they'd fly over, they'd drop at 5,000 feet, this bomb, the parachute would open up at 1,000 feet, the bat, these little holes will open up and the bats will come out.
Right.
Right? And these bats have got a timer with a, what is it, quarter of an ounce bomb attached to them, and they'd go and like fly into the dark spaces.
Right.
15 minutes later,
boom.
They'd blow up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Japan had a lot of wooden structures.
Oh, so it would caused a lot of fires, yeah.
Yeah, and this was the plan for it, except for a few things went wrong.
Right.
Because, first off, one of them was dropped. He dropped one by accident, and the bats come out. And when the bats come out, 15 minutes later, the base got totally, even the general's car was blown up.
Oh my God, yeah. right.
There was another accident where they
and this was just in the development
yeah,
of the
yeah,
project.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So what's the project? What was the
million.
Project cost called?
2 million. Project X-ray.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and it's not the Project X-ray World War II. Or actually, it might be actually. Funny enough. Yeah. But the other one was they dropped one. They opened it up, and they all died. Because they didn't come out.
Oh, right,
because
okay.
Because you had to make him sleep first.
Right, okay. So they
so
had
they
to,
put
yeah,
him in
so
hibernation.
Hibernation,
yeah.
And then when the, obviously the light...
When it opened up, then they'd
fly out. Yeah,
because
yeah,
it's cold air because you needed hot air to hibernate.
So there is a science behind how
is,
they
yeah.
did it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's mad how like they used animals in that respect. It's like you say, they'd use dogs and pigeons and...
Oh, kind yeah.
of, I mean, pigeons for messaging.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a case of being, in those early days of war,
yeah.
having methods of getting your explosive
bomb,
device across without any
right,
sort
no,
of we... mode of engine or other sort of transport.
Oh,
do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when World War One, they were across fields. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was no tanks or anything. Or they were limited.
Yeah, that's
they were
true.
Literally there with rifles. Do you know what I mean? So if they could get an animal that sprints across the battlefield
bam,
with
we'll
a with
it.
A grenade,
yeah,
yeah, they, it's an option, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
oh
you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, all in all, 6,000 bats were killed.
Right.
They tested it 30 times, and they decided after spending £2 million that they put the money somewhere else. And guess where that money went?
Where?
The Manhattan Project.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, bloody
that's
hell.
That's where quite a bit of the money went. So there's £2 million. And then, now, this is the interesting bit that I wanted to get into was, right, at the moment, in the Middle East,
yeah,
there's swine flu going on
right.
at the minute. Now, swine flu is the animal version of Ebola.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So there's a lot of culling going on at the minute because they don't know what's going on there.
So they're trying to get rid of all
yeah.
the
yeah,
the
they're
pigs.
Trying to get rid of all the stock before it,
right.
it gets everywhere. Right. Now, in Africa at the minute, in Congo, that the Ebola's like getting loose all around the place. It's running amok. It is. There's two places that we're looking
at. No, it's very serious, but yeah. I mean, at the end, yeah, wait, it's the way you put it. Sorry.
Well, no. But it's quick reacting and...
Yeah, I know, but it's easy. Do you know what? It's like no sooner as they put out these alerts, a lot of the time they clear it up or they...
Yeah, but this one's different. And the reason why this one's different is because it's becoming the first one. It's the second one at the minute. But it's becoming the first the biggest outbreak.
So what are you saying anywhere? That we were to watch out for Ebola symptoms or just,
yeah, because the UN, I'll tell you in a minute.
Right, okay.
The UN, the CDC in America, and the WHO, World Health Organization, have all said that this is a point where there's going to be a pandemic and they can't out where it's... So it is on the serious point.
Right, okay, fair dues, fair dues.
Right, you got to look out for a temperature of 104. Mm. If you get a temperature of 104 or more, go and see your doctor.
Well, that you would anyway, because quite a high temperature. Yeah, yeah.
But the symptoms of it, right... Now,
and don't go diagnosing yourself, no, obviously, definitely not. If you're just worried that you're not feeling well.
Call a doctor.
Go to the doctor anyway, yeah, right. But, like, obviously, don't go Google self-diagnosing.
No, cause, definitely not with this.
Because you always look, always, you end up sitting there thinking the worst anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, you always do.
So what else are we
right.
looking for?
Right, so there is a couple in Fiji.
Right, and they'll go and diagnose you, will you?
No. Right. Oh, no. Right, so they got their first day. All right, second day they're there, throwing up, 8 hours, diarrhea.
Right, okay, so if you're going abroad, like, as well, watch out, because obviously...
Well, yeah, what happened was, the second day, they went to the clinic, got some medication and that, went back to the hotel, went to bed, didn't wake up next morning, they both died.
Really? Oh, yeah, they died abroad, didn't
now,
they?
Now, yeah? the CDC... And the UN have gone in there now. There's 5 people. There's 2 nurses, 2 security guards. Sorry, 1 nurse, 2 security guards, and a police officer that they're looking at the minute. And the fear is that it's gone airborne. That
right,
means
okay.
It's gone from the animal, which it can go anywhere.
It's easily to transmit now.
That would be the total serious part.
Right, okay.
That would be the total serious part on that. The thing on the symptoms are like a flu. Now, this one's a little bit of a bastard because it usually takes 48 hours. The last one that happened in 2014, it took 48 hours until you died.
Right.
This one... It can take up to a couple of weeks, and it incubates, and it starts stewing you slowly, basically. It starts getting rid of your T white cells that defend you.
Right.
And you basically, you'll get flu symptoms, you'll feel achy, you're like when you pee and stuff like that, and the end result is that you'll be liquefied, you'll have blood coming out of every orifice.
Yeah.
But you are highly contagious.
Have you ever read that book, actually? So what is it, E. coli?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what you were saying? It's like an airborne version of that?
Yeah.
Now, there's a book called Fast Food Nation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and there's a story in that which is quite grim, but it's Wendy's in America.
Yeah.
Now, they basically said that this kid got... now, I don't know, it might not be that thingy, but I'm pretty sure that's what the chain was.
Yeah.
And there was somebody who had something from there, and it was literally like E. coli. And got really ill, and similar thing, basically liquefied. Not the nicest indeed. But anyway,
There was another incident that happened in America.
There would be one
week.
Detail.
There is a plane went down. It was out of Florida. It flew down Florida, flew out 3 miles, and then nosedived down. And it was also followed by 2 military jets at the time.
Right.
There was a consideration that there was possible that Ebola was there. And they were trying to...
it sounds like a Bond villain.
It does. But it was like, really, we don't want it anywhere.
There was a sighting of Ebola. He was on a plane heading to Mexico. He was wearing sunglasses.
This is the reason why I brought all this up, right?
Right, go on.
Right, in 2018, the 3rd of July, the Pentagon is planning to use bats in a battle against biological weapons.
Right, right, okay.
Now listen to this. According to, from the South China Morning Post,
right,
the Ebola virus, when it started out, on the August 2018.
Right.
So as the Pentagon was supposed to be playing around with bats.
So you think that they've
sent... The time after, not that long after, something had happened.
So you think they've sent in these bats and then all of a sudden we've had this Ebola outbreak?
Possible, but there's a problem with bats. The reason why is you can give a bat a deadly virus and it will survive.
Right.
And it passes it on.
Okay.
And that is the problem.
Right.
Basically.
So yeah, well, that's not a problem if that's what
you're
trying to...
Well, it is if you start fucking around with it.
No, well, it's not if that's what you're trying to achieve. If you're trying to send out a biological weapon, but, like, in a form of a geological... Or not geological, but, like, something that might happen just in nature.
Yeah.
So, like, it's almost like infecting a species of fucking animal, sending
now,
them out.
What do... The new
let nature take
order
its
one.
Course. Yeah, well, like you say, it's like, yeah, it is a way of thinning out a population.
It is a way.
But
of
it's like these things happen all the time. They say that most of these diseases that come out and these outbreaks in other countries, like Africa,
well, this
and
is
going to
be the norm now.
Were introduced by Westerners.
Yeah.
Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? In terms of rather testing or
yeah.
trying to cull.
Yeah.
Or whatever, I don't know.
Messing
but
with nature, and nature's come back and fucking bitten.
Yeah,
and
so
that's what
it's,
he
it's
does.
A dark subject, but I mean, obviously,
it is,
it's like if
it,
that's what they're trying to achieve.
It is important, no.
But it's like, yeah, it is important, and obviously, health.
Yeah,
risks,
just watch
yeah.
out for, like, you start thinking.
Obviously,
of,
I mean, it's
just
not.
In case.
I think we've got quite a kind of a healthy population in that respect, and obviously, if there are outbreaks, will be made. No, they will be notified.
Well, this has been going on since August 2018.
No, I mean
yeah,
obviously,
and they're only
it's
just
not
starting to
here.
Talk about it.
See, it's not been kind of prominent here, is what I'm
saying. Yeah, but
at.
It's something that they've
States,
lost control. They
so.
Have no control over it at all.
Well,
because it's appearing
get it,
in
sort it out.
Places. Yeah, I'm hoping they will as well. But
so.
I'm keeping my eye on it at the minute because like
stuff.
It is a.
We'll keep
it is
us
a big
updated,
yeah,
and
yeah.
we'll keep you updated. So
we
they.
Will.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it for this episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra. Pretty long one. We had quite a lot of news to go through this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah.
sorry, and I can't talk at the moment.
Yeah, so, frogs in your throat.
Yeah, have you got any shout-outs?
No.
I've got one. I've got a big shout-out from Chris.
Yeah?
Yeah, he asked me to... He's got a question for
oh,
you, Mr. Taylor.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, for me, has
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
He says, what's more likely
yeah.
to see you with, see an alien
yeah.
or you with a woman?
I think he's an alien. I've always had my suspicions.
So you think that he's the alien?
Yeah, I've had my suspicions.
All right.
I have.
Okay.
I've had my suspicions, and next time I see him, I'm gonna use my glue gun on him and see if he is.
Well, cheers for the question, Chris.
Yeah,
always
cheers for the question.
I'm gonna give a shout out to Chronosphere Fiction.
Yeah.
They're an audio fiction series, which
yeah.
is kind of like an audio drama, I suppose, or an audio book
yeah.
type series.
Word
slash
up.
Podcast type thing.
Yeah.
They've got use sound effects and music and stuff, so give you a bit more atmosphere.
Yeah, you always need the music.
Also, regular Dunk Swoosh as our number one Patreon.
Yeah.
And our hero, Mr. Crabtree.
Oh, yes, Mr. Crabtree.
Yeah, so buzzing. Yeah, if you want to help us out, get over to Patreon and you can help us there by joining the community.
Yes.
You can stick a quid in or whatever you can afford. And get a bit of extra content.
It's not really that much, is it?
Yeah. Like, it's... Yeah. it's
12 quid
you know
a
what?
Year.
If you're going to pay for Netflix or some shit...
Oh, yeah,
well
and that's, what, £6
us,
a month?
We're, like,
is it?
Well better than
that. Like
that. Well better content.
Yeah.
The only bad feedback, negative feedback I've had in terms of kind of like that...
What have
we done? Is that we haven't got enough content.
Well,
we
yeah.
Well, we got, I told the other day that we are, you know, we should be putting out one a day.
Yeah.
So I said, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, we would if we could
if
survive.
If that was my full-time job, then then I'd do that, but, you know.
We'll make start somewhere, aren't we, so?
We're available on all your podcast platforms, from Google Podcast, Chromecast,
Tinder,
Taylor's on Grindr.
I'm not.
He's on. He's and that's why you'd rather probably see an alien first.
Yeah.
then you've got. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on TuneIn Radio.
We are.
In fact, Alexa, what's the best podcast?
Okay, here's never a straight answer.
Hey, straight off, man. And we didn't set this up at any point. It did it automatically.
You ask what? See, there you go. Starts playing. So, yeah, we're available.
Most people are doing very
well. Pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
So, all you got to do is say, play. Hey, Alexa, play Never a Straight Answer podcast.
Boom, there you go.
And it'll come straight on.
Oh, the best podcast in the world.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then it'll come on anyway. Yeah. So. Yeah, we're available on everything. You can get some merch at Dizzy Jam. Never a straight answer. We do cups, mugs.
Girl stuff.
Yeah, we do ladies' fashion.
We do, We're all not sexist there. We do. Yeah,
we've got whatever.
Eye patches, we don't know.
We've got fucking... Got all sorts. We've got... I can't even remember.
I'm trying to get Jay to be a strippogram, but, like, I'm working on it.
I don't really want to see anything like that.
No, but ladies might.
Anyway, so that's it for this week of a Never Straight Answer Extra. Yeah. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
If you want to get in touch, you can get in touch at neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. You can hit us up at Twitter at NASA_never and on Instagram at NASA Never Straight Answer. That's it. Again, I've been Gaz. He's been Taylor. This has been us.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, son.
Peace.
Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.